And go Bombers!
Farmers and Merchants Bank joins you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
We are back here in Flippin, Arkansas as the Mountain Home sets to take on the Flippin Bobcats. They are finishing up the starting lineups now as we're going to try to get you Flippin's starting lineups. I did see Tucker Thompson, Ryland Robbins are two for sure that we said. Also got number 21, Christian Wire. Hudson Lindsay, number 10. And I'm missing the far left one. Matt, can you catch that one over there? We'll get that to you as soon as we get it. But Mountain Home set to take on the Flippin Bobcat team. Going to be a fast-paced game. Going to be a game that's going to be fun. Matt, any keys to the game before we get ready for a tip-off?
Well, I don't want to go over the making the shots.
Making the shots.
I think we're going to have good passing, right?
Yep.
We're going to be able to transition with this team. I don't think they're going to dominate us in size. So let's get out there and run a little bit. We've got the athletes. We've got the kids with the drive. Make good passes and see what happens.
Yep, I agree. Ryland Glenn is your fifth starter, Alexander Glenn. So you got Ryland Robbins, Tucker Thompson, Hudson Lindsay, Alexander Glenn, and Christian Wire as your starters for your Flippin Bobcats. Mountain Home going to be in their blue uniform, white numerals outlined in white with gold Bombers across the chest, Flippin in white uniforms, red Flippin across the front, and we are ready for our Clear Results Glass opening tip-off. This opening tip-off brought to you by Clear Results Glass. Mountain Home will be going right to left. Tucker Thompson set to jump center with Tyler Podwowski. Flippin's going to control the tip, and this game is underway.
Jumping out man right away?
Yep, we're getting a man. Wire's got it on the right side. Robbins is going to take the three from the top of the key. It is going to be long. Ryder McLean's going to pull away the rebound for Mountain Home, and we are back quickly with it in transition. As Court back quickly the other way with a three. No good. Thompson going to pull down the rebound for Mountain Home. Both teams started with an opening three. No good. That's where we expect to see Mountain Home in a man-to-man as Wire has it up top. It's Lindsay. Wire on the right side. He's going to try to take Podwowski. Kick it back up top, and it's going to be stolen. Blaine Tate's going to steal the ball from Glenn, take it all the way, and it's going to be 2 points, and Mountain Home's going to have the first 2 points of this night. Blaine Tate with the layup off the turnover.
I love how he plays defense.
Does a great job.
He does.
So Thompson down low. As the pass is going to go down low, he's going to miss the chip shot. Podwowski going to come away with the rebound. Out quickly with it to Tate. Mountain Home with it the other way. Tate's going to go all the way to the bucket off the rim. No good. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Hudson Lindsay's going to have position. They're going to say it's Flippin's ball. So Mountain Home has an early 2-0 lead. 6:50 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home kind of staying back with their defense as Lindsay gets up top to Glenn. They're trying to work Thompson down low against Corp. Robbins has it out top. They're going to go backside, and great job by Regulus.
That is some great help.
Yep. Rhett Gilbert comes in, tries to help on the backside as they tried to feed the ball over the top to Tucker Thompson. Gilbert's able to knock it out, and that's the second turnover already of the game for Flippin, correct?
That's right. Yeah, you can see they're going to try to backdoor it. over the top to Tucker Thompson. We're going to have good backside assist.
Yeah, use that side.
Yep.
Tate's going to get the ball in the middle of the lane. Put the shot up. It is going to hit nothing. Flippin's going to come away with a rebound with it, and they are back the other way as Robbins is going to go one-on-one against McLean. McLean is going to have to foul him as Robbins try to create some space, but they are going to get the first foul on Ryder McLean. This is going to be his first, team's first of this opening quarter. Ball's going to be up top to Robbins. Robbins going to hit Lindsay. He's going to be wide open for the three on the left, and it is good. Hudson Lindsay going to hit the three. They're going to break the ice for Flippin. It's 3-2 Flippin with the lead here with 6 minutes left in this first quarter. Flippin in an extended pressure as Mountain Home breaks it. Going to hit Rhett Gilbert on the left side. Shot's going to be up, no good. Glenn's going to pull away the rebound and wires back quickly with it for Flippin. Lindsay going to bring up top set up as they're going to try to throw it down low to Thompson. They're going to try to use the size as Thompson's going to put it up, get the 2 points. 5-2 as Tate's back with it quickly. And he's going to put it up, and they're going to give him the bucket. He's going to drive the length of the court. Thompson tried to get underneath him and draw the charge.
The Bombers are having no problem breaking that little press that Flippin's trying to run.
You're exactly right.
I'm sure they're going to back out of that soon.
Yep,
because Tate's had two or three good looks.
Thompson's first foul. Tate is going to go to the free throw line. He is going to make the and one, take advantage of the and one possibility, and we're going to tie this game up at 5 with 5:26 left. Flipping back with it. They are going to make a concerted effort to get it down low to Thompson. Thompson's going to go up with it. He's going to miss the shot, but they are going to call a foul.
That was a good backside help by Ryder. He was in position, but
he was. Who did they get that foul on? Did you see, Matt? Jackson Corp, I believe.
I believe so.
Tucker to the Thompson to the line shooting two. First free throw is going to be up and good. Thompson's first point of the game. He was a Mountain Home kid growing up, moved over to Flippin. Second free throw up and good. 7-5 with 5:21 left, and Flippin is in like a 2-2-1 kind of press. Mountain Home breaks it with ease with passing as they get it to McLean on the right wing. Tate's got it up top. He's going to swing it to Podwaski. He's going to take the deep three. It's going to roll around, no good, and Glenn is going to pull away the rebound for Flippin. It's a good look. Got to make shots. That's one of our keys, right?
That's
step into those threes, and that was a wide-open three as Robbins is going to take the three from the left side with 23 on the shot clock. It's going to come away. Gilbert's going to pull away the rebound from Mountain Home. He's back with it quickly as he's going to hit Tate in the left corner. Tate's going to skip it to Ryder McLean in the right corner. Shots up, no good. Robbins pulls away the rebound for Flippin. 7-5, Flippin leading here. As Robbins gets both feet in the paint, they're going to set their offense, and Glenn's going to say, nope, I'm going to take the shot, and he's going to miss it. Podwaski pulls down the rebound from Mountain Home. McLean's going to drive the lane. Floater is going to come up short as Robbins comes around. He's going to kick deep pass to Tucker. Tucker's going to go Thompson one-on-one. Layup's going to be short. We got a kind of a back-and-forth game with no baskets being made as Mountain Home secures the rebound. Podwaski hits it to Gilbert. Gilbert deep three, no good. Flippin with the rebound as Wire secures it for them. We don't have much time for the shot clock to go down in this game, do we?
I was going to say, I like the pace of this.
Flippin setting up their offense, kind of weaving up top as they're going a four out, one in. Try to throw it down low to Thompson. Thompson's going to get it. He's going to put it in for two and take the harm. Foul's going to be on Rhett Gilbert. That is his first, team's third. In this opening quarter,
they're not going to stop going there until Mountain Home figures out a way to stop that.
You see that offense they're running. It's a four out, and then they're just going one-on-one.
Yep.
Curious if Mountain Home will go to that matchup zone at some point, see if we can't pack that lane a little bit. Thompson's free throw is up and good. As he extends Flippin' lead 10-5 here at 3:48 in this first quarter. Checking into the game is number 25 for Flippin'. That's Aiden Hodges. He's coming in for Thompson. Behind-the-back pass as Mount Home breaks the pass, breaks the press quickly. Great behind-the-back pass from Blaine Tate to Jackson Corp. He puts it in for two. 10-7 lead here with – or deficit with 3:30 for Mountain Home. Flippin has it back on the other side as they set their offense. Mountain Home did switch to that zone now, just like we had talked about. They're going to feed Hodges down low. Hodges, big body, is going to get inside of court. He's going to put up off the glass too strong as Ryder pulls away the rebound. Ryder, quick pass. Rhett Gilbert, right corner, no good. Fight for the rebound is going to come down to Flippin as Glenn's going to secure it. Mountain Home had their hands on it, unable to pull away the rebound, though. Robin's going to go one-on-one versus Ryder. Pull up, free throw line extended, no good. Ball's going to be fought for and tipped out of bounds. It is going to go the way of Mountain Home.
Some of these shots will start falling for Mountain Home. They're getting really good looks. We're having no problem breaking that press.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, Matt.
I think switching to that zone with the backside help on the big kid's going to help out a lot, too.
Mountain Home needs to take advantage while Thompson's out of the game right now. I think he's more of a post presence as Mountain Home brings it in. Nice backdoor
good
cut
play.
And pass. Nice
great
pass.
Play.
Ryder McClain from the left wing hit a cutting Jackson Corp on the backside. Corp able to gather it. Reverse layup to 10-9 here with 2:34 left in this first quarter. The pass is going to go wide. As Flippin had brought in a couple subs, that was Jace Copeland. He was trying to get Blaine Thompson the ball on the left wing. Copeland quickly out after that as Thompson's coming back in for him. Tucker Thompson. We got Blaine Thompson and Tucker Thompson on the floor. That press is just, once again, just kind of a there as Blaine Tate beats it. We're through the dribble. Nice pass in the middle. Goes in, puts it in for two. Blaine Tate, that's his seventh point of the night so far for the Bombers. Mountain Home takes the lead 11-10 with 2:15 left. And Thompson just gets his pocket picked by Blaine Tate. Tate going all the other way, puts it high off the glass, and it is good. And Coach Robbins is going to take a timeout. Coach Robbins is going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with him. Mountain Home leading 13-10 with 2:06 left in this opening quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7. And watch it on the Bomber Sports Network.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters, they have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Back here in the third place game of the Billy Ply Invitational Tournament, Mountain Home got the lead 13-10 with 2:06 left in this opening quarter. Have a back and forth quarter so far.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting to watch. Both teams have put up plenty of shots. I like it. More should fall for the Bombers moving forward, but Flippin's going to be in trouble if they don't get out of that press because Tate's having no problem.
I agree with that 100%. Mountain Home did stay in that zone here now as Blaine Thompson has it up top. He's going to throw it over to the Glenn on the right wing. It's going to make its way to Tucker Thompson in the left corner. He's going to put the three up. No good. Ryder McClain is just going to out-hustle Flippin for the ball. He's out of there with it quickly. Euro step the middle of the lane. Excellent job by Ryder finishing. Great hustle on one end. Leads to the Euro step and puts it in front of the goal. Mountain Home 15-10. Thompson gets it to the top of the key. Free throw line right in the middle of that zone. He puts it up in two. Right now, Tucker Thompson, that is going to be his fifth point of the night. 1:18 left in this quarter. Mountain Home leading 15-12. As Mountain Home, great ball movement as Rhett Gilbert's going to put it up with 24 on the shot clock.
That's that 12-footer I was talking about. I think we can utilize that.
And Rhett, that's Rhett's game. He likes that off the dribble bounce. Yep. Even if he's a wide open three, you'd like to see. He takes one dribble and likes to go as Mountain Home extends their lead 17-12 as we go under 1 minute here in this opening quarter. Robbins has up top trying to navigate this zone for Mountain Home. It's Glenn. Oh, he's going to have his pocket picked as Ryder McClain just takes it from Glenn. 30 on the shot clock, 38 on the game clock is Blaine Tate's left wing. Three is good. Blaine Tate from the left wing hits it for three, 20-12. 30 seconds left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home up, and they are just taking advantage of these guards on the wing and this just taking the picket from them.
Mm-hmm.
Thompson has it at the free throw line with 17. He gets it to Blaine Thompson. Kicks it out to Robbins. Robbins going to try to drive. It's going to be knocked away by Court. Court gets it down the right side. He's streaking down the right side. Goes up. Layup is no good, but he is going to take the foul with 7.7 seconds left in the quarter. Defense leading to offense for the Bombers.
I love the defensive intensity. I don't think their guards are good enough to keep it away from our boys.
I think you're right on that, 100% correct. That foul is going to be on Alexander Glenn as Court is going to go to the line to shoot two. His first free throw is up. It is no good. Flipping with a mass substitution as Glenn Hodges and Blaine Thompson are going back. Truett Lindsey coming in, the brother of Hudson. Hudson Lindsey also coming in for the Bobcats. Corp's second free throw is on the way. It is good. Mountain Home with a 21-12 lead with 7 seconds left. We're showing pressure to make them take some time as Wire's going to get it, throw it offside. Just going to go through the hands of Truett Lindsey. Out of bounds as they were trying to get a shot off. The pass was a little bit high. Truett unable to corral it. 2.0 seconds left in this quarter. Mountain Home leading 21-12. See if we can get one shot off. It will be Mountain Home's ball to start the second quarter. Ryder going to feed Tate. He's going to take a shot from half court. He's going to be up. It is just short but online. But what a great ending to this first quarter. Mountain Home started slow, but they finished quick.
Well, some of the shots weren't falling, but they picked it up on the defensive end, and it's fun to watch.
It is. Mountain Home with the early lead, 21-12 in this first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass as well as 5 gallon plastic.